Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Freddie.
My brother.
Yes, your brother. I go to Furman University. I'm a freshman, and yes.
He's excited to be on the pod today, aren't you, Freddie boy?
I'm stoked. Been a long time dream of mine. It's really an honor and truly an honor to be here.
Yeah, Freddie's sake, it's an honor to be in the studio today. I'm like...
Fred, all your books, and it's this is an honor, and I'm excited.
Oh, you're our second bro on the go. We had never had any guys on the podcast, so be honored.
I know. I heard Sal did a great job, and she's a great guy, so...
She's a great guy.
You know.
We love you, Sal.
English is a hard language.
So, yeah, Brooke had her awesome brother, Sal, on a couple weeks ago with plans of Freddie coming on a couple weeks later. So I know you guys enjoyed that episode. Freddie and Sal are pretty close in age. He's 1 year older than Sal. Freddie's a freshman. You're 18, right? Yeah, you're 18.
I'm 18, and that was lightning.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. I know. We live in the stormy state. But you should have known how old I was. I mean, I know how old you are, and I mean... 18 is...
Well, I get confused because your birthday's in January, so it's like you're about to be... Are you about to be 19?
I'm about to be 19. This is...
That's actually old.
I know. That is. And then I'm almost 20, which is... Whoa,
and then 21.
We're in the world. Well, no, 21, of course. But 20, that sounds weird. Wasn't that weird for you?
20 was a weird age for me. I wasn't excited, but I was excited to be 21.
Well, of course. It's a pretty cool birthday.
Totally. So I gave Freddie a little rundown of how we do the podcast. He says he hasn't listened, which is crazy. No, I'm kidding. I don't expect him.
Some beginnings. I have a life.
No, like it's definitely tailored towards girls. So I totally get it. But I'm so excited to have him on and like share this with him. And he's been really excited about it. We're sitting in the studio right now. Freddie, you want to tell them what you're wearing right now? Because you're so excited.
What I'm wearing? Yes.
I
thought you said what I'm wearing.
You were so excited about the headphones.
Oh, well, I really do feel like I'm immersed into this podcast
culture.
World. Yes. I have sound-canceling headphones on with a microphone in my hand, and I can hear both people, me and myself and my sister.
Freddie was like, can I wear the headphones? I was like, sure. He wanted the whole nine yards.
Oh, this is all the nine yards, and it's such an experience already. I love hearing both of us with you in my left ear and in the right ear. It's awesome.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Well, so Freddie's here for the full-on episode. Also, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. This episode's coming out on
Christmas.
So maybe you're listening to this while you're getting ready for Christmas dinner with your family. And yeah, we're probably celebrating Christmas too. We love some Christmas time with the fam. I love being home for the holidays with Freddie.
Agreed.
And everybody. But so yeah, I gave Freddie a little rundown. I said he needed to come up with highlight of the last week, a low light of the last week, and a current favorite. And he says he did. He won't tell me what it is.
I'm still thinking about some.
We start with low lights because we want to start with the sad.
Okay.
And then end with the happy. So without further ado, let's get on to our highlights and low lights.
Well, I mean, I would start on my lows, but ladies first, I would like to hear yours.
Oh, such a gentleman today, Freddie.
Always.
So my low would honestly be that it is raining a crap ton. Is that your low?
That is my low.
No way.
Wow, yes. But I thought that might have been, you know, very basic, so I was going to think about something else. Keep going.
I'm not basic. Well, it's just like... I love Florida, but it's always like, oh, it's so hot during the holidays. So then we embrace it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the beach. I'm so excited. And it's just raining. So what's the point of living in Florida?
I mean, I've been at the beach every day. I went into the ocean today. I had to wear a wetsuit, but I mean, it's still doable. If you were a true Floridian, which you are, but if you truly...
No, I don't want to have rain pouring on
me. No, I mean, it isn't nice.
I want to soak in the sun.
Mid-50s, 60 degrees. It's very doable. I go to school in South Carolina, which obviously to some people is not that cold, but it was 28 degrees when I left. And
that was a big change for you.
Lord have mercy, it was cold on myself. I mean, we've had snowflakes on like the weather app a couple times. That's enough
that's a
for
big,
me. That's substantial evidence.
Snowflakes
from the
on the weather app. That's such a good way to put it. Like it hasn't snowed, but we get
we
the snowflakes.
Get the snowflake, which is we get rainstorms here, but no snowflakes.
We don't get any snowflakes.
No,
that's very true.
I will make a snowman. I will do that.
No. You'll get a snow day. You'll get one before you graduate or shizzle. So, what's your backup low light? That was mine.
My backup low light. Well, I mean, gosh, we're not in a season of lows. Who doesn't like holiday
season? But it's okay because sometimes Brooke and I don't have a low and we're like, life is good.
I mean, I just had finals. It was a great week with that. No complaints.
So much fun.
You know, to be honest, I had an hour and a half delay on my flight getting back here. I had to take two flights, one through Greenville to Atlanta, Atlanta to Florida. And I mean, I think we all can agree that just flying in general is not a fun process, but having a delay, I know you've had a couple delays that are over 20
hours. Yeah, no, they
fly all the time, but
they're awful.
I don't really fly. I'm a driver personally, and having to fly with an hour delay, you know, I mean, it lets you get those bathroom breaks in. You know, I know how sometimes, you know, you need your time, some food. I had Chick-fil-A. It was great. But I mean, I would have liked to have gone home to the Sunshine State just a little earlier.
Yeah, I get that. But it all worked out because we landed at the airport around the same time. Well, he still landed before me, so.
Yeah, you're coming from New York, right?
I was.
Yeah, you were an hour and a half. I had to have a food date with Dr. Carolyn.
And my dad had dinner at the airport waiting for me to land.
Quite a time.
It was quite a time. Well, so those are our lowlights.
So now we're going to talk about our highs, right?
Yeah, so then we bring up the mood.
Oh.
You know, it's kind of like a ebb and flow situation. Really? So my highlight would definitely be just being back in Tampa. Like everyone, I never really thought this, but everyone's like, you always thrive when you're in Tampa. Like, I feel like you just love it. And I guess it's just so different from Athens and Greenville. It's just not, I mean, it's just knowing that the ocean's over there. It like feels so good, but it's also just like getting to go back to all my spin places. I have stayed so close. Freddie too. We've both stayed so close with our friends from high school. Whereas I feel like a lot of people don't, or like not as much, but like we literally come back and we still have parties and we still hang out with all of our friends. Like it's very, so it's just like, it's like a warm and fuzzy feeling to come home and like go to the places you've been and go to the mall and see people I know. I don't know. It's just like being home in general and like not traveling for like a couple weeks is going to be really good. And it, I don't know, I do feel my like most, other than when I'm in New York City, I feel like myself here, if that makes sense. And it just like feels good to like drive down the Courtney Campbell Causeway, jamming to my music that I love to listen to when I'm in Florida. I like literally listen to different music when I'm in different places, and it just feels good.
Feels great seeing the palm trees, seeing the ocean. I mean, how could that not be a high? Something recently I got to do, other than hanging out with high school friends, is actually reconnecting with some middle school friends, which...
Yeah, you stayed close with them.
Yeah, I mean, we went to school from basically pre-K, kindergarten, to 8th grade, some of those guys, and it was really awesome to see some of them, and, you know, just seeing old friends, talking about old times, that just as a way of uplifting you, after, especially after a tough exam at college. I mean yeah. Tough semester at college. And yeah, I mean, really anything. We have had bad weather, which is not the hypest of the hype.
But again, if those are our lowlights, like that's awesome.
Exactly. We have a lot to be grateful for. And that's the last thing you got to accept, and that's fine. That's perfect.
There you go.
There's the upbringing mood, right?
So that was your highlight.
I mean, yeah, that highlight. I mean, is this highlights meaning in the sense of previous couple weeks, previous, you know, semester,
just in the last week. No,
just in the last week. I mean, yeah
I feel like that was it. No, I'm just making sure.
Yeah,
sure. All right, so now we're gonna get on to our current favorites.
These are a few of my favorite things.
All right, Freddie, have you been thinking about something you've been loving lately?
I have. But to go along with the reoccurring theme of ladies first, I'd like to ask you to go first.
All right. Well, mine, I can't lie. I haven't thought of anything. I was going to let you say.
That's why I've been going, having you go first. As you talk, I come late. And really collaborate.
We're very prepared tonight.
It's part of the Carolyn way. And it's part of the podcast. It's part of the experience.
Well, here we are.
Here we are. I mean, if we're going to talk about something that I would love.
I'm so busted.
I've been doing a plant-based diet and that's been making me feel.
Guys, this is so not Freddy. Like, he comes home from college and he goes, guys, I'm vegan. And we're all
I'm not vegan. I'm plant-based. And that's, I eat meats and I eat eggs. I'm trying to increase my fat. I can't.
That is just not plant-based. Like, meat comes from animals.
Right. No, I only have, you know, very, like, meats such as, like, chicken or, you know, low fat.
Just
very, very clean meat, you know. Obviously, chicken isn't clean. No meat.
So you're doing some. It was just so funny. He comes like, guys, I'm plant-based. And we're like, this is so. This is the Freddy that, like, Uber Eats, like, pancakes at 4 a.m.
Well, I mean, so who doesn't love IHOP? I mean, come on.
No, I do too, but it was just like this whole big like thing.
Oh my gosh, I know what I'm going to plug now. Thank you for bringing up pancakes at 4 a.m. So living in South Carolina, I live, you know, 45 minutes away from Asheville. We're in the middle of the mountains. It's beautiful, but we only have about six restaurants, seven restaurants, maybe nine, but really just six. And at night, past 10, we have McDonald's, but we have the holy grail of restaurants, and that is the fine establishment of Waffle House.
You go to Waffle House. It's a big thing in Georgia.
I religiously go to Waffle House now. I would say 4 to 5 times a week. And it's just a great way to bond with friends, have a great meal. I recommend the All-Star order. I mean, you get a pancake,
you get eggs, you get
cheese grits, you get bacon, you get toast, you get water. I mean, not much more you can ask for. And that would definitely be, I mean, we're talking about a product that we're, you know, enjoying, correct?
Correct. Yeah, correct. That's something. I mean, no, I actually get the All-Star every time. Everyone's like, Danielle, that's a lot of food. I'm like, I don't care.
I even get double bacon with the All-Star, and I love it every time. I go to bed right after very nicely. Even we have it in the morning sometimes, but, you know, usually at night because it's open, I think, 24-7 or at least till 2 or 4 a.m. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never been there and they're
closed. You can walk to one from your apartment down in Athens, right?
Yeah, they have them everywhere, so it's kind of dangerous. I just thought of my favorite. Thank you for taking over, Freddie. I feel so unprepared. I, like, thought I had one, and then I just didn't. I've been wearing, there's so many words for it, but if you follow me on Instagram, I've been really into wearing like belt bags, fanny packs, bum bags, shoulder bags, whatever you want to call it. Basically, it's a fanny pack, but you like wear it around your chest. And I have this one, it's this black one. I think I got it from PacSun a couple years ago, and it is such a vibe. It makes any outfit look super cool. Like, I've been wearing it because I'll like go to spin in the morning, then I've had to run errands at Christmas shop or whatever, and I've just got everything right on my chest, and it's just such a, it just elevates your look, and it's honestly so convenient. And I'm looking to buy like a nicer one to like even use when I'm at school, like obviously not to class, but like when I go to spin at school or running errands or grocery shopping. It's just so nice. Like, I love crossbodies. I know Freddie's like, okay, shut up.
Well, I mean, life's about improvement. It sounds like an improvement to yourself.
This literally is improving the quality of my life.
Crossbodies is what just had me laugh. I don't know why. I don't talk about personal.
I thought fanny pack would make you laugh.
No, fanny packs are kind of dope. I mean, we're talking sunset festivals, we're talking music festivals. I see the vibe.
That's very true.
Keeps your belongings in front of you. I mean, when we were in New Europe, where there's a lot of pickpocketers, and well, we would keep the fanny packs nice and strapped. We called them money bags.
Money bags. This is very true.
That bag on you.
So I think it is time. So I posted, oh my God, your friends are posting questions too. So I posted on Instagram. If you guys don't follow me, that's really silly, but you probably are, hopefully, if you listen to this podcast. But follow at Danielle Carolyn so you can be involved in things when Brooke's not around. So I did a questions feature. I posted a picture of me and Freddie, and I just said, ask us questions. And you guys had all kinds of questions.
Love to hear it.
Like, for example, Freddie, your friend Cole said, who's your brother's best friend?
Who's your brother's best friend? Cole's a brother to me.
So funny. I doubt he's going to listen to this. And then it's so funny. Daly and Katie said, Fredward. So anyways, I am going to read some of these questions off. Some of them are for Freddie. Some of them for both of us. No surprises. We're just going to like chat. You guys asked some really interesting ones because people are very curious about you, Freddie, because you don't always want to view my videos, but then sometimes you are and you intrigue people.
I mean, you've been filming for a very long time.
A lot of my viewers have crushes on you, I think.
I don't know. But I think I have very mixed feelings about your videos, and I love them and support them, and I have no problem with being in them. So, I mean, I just don't think I'm in that many, you know.
But
that's just it.
All right, so we're just going to get started. Right. You ready?
Yeah, I've been ready.
All right, so first question. Do people recognize Freddie in school from your vlogs?
I have had, yes. Yes, people do recognize me at Furman from Danielle's videos. They have an interesting, sometimes, all nice people I've met.
What do they usually say? Will they say, like, do you have a sister? Or do you look familiar? Or what do they say?
It really depends.
Depends on how do you ever bring it up or they bring it up?
No, I never bring it up. They'll bring it up if I talk about you because I talk about a sister having in Georgia, you know, how college life's a little different than Furman life.
Oh, then they might put it together. Like, you're from Tampa, you have a sister that goes to Georgia.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly how they usually kind of put it together.
You are talking so wise and like, yes, exactly.
Well, that's exactly how it happens. And I mean, they know. I never bring it up. I mean, you know, I think I've brought it up to actually one person this semester because I was telling a story about how having you as a sister affected me one time.
Oh. I know. All right, next question. Did you guys always get along growing up?
All the time. I mean, we're brother and sister, but like, I mean, we know, I feel like we were more like brothers because like we would fight all the time.
That's a great way to put it.
That's a great way to put it. I think that's...
We always got along, but I think since we were so close, we had passionate arguments, if that makes sense.
Passionate, to say the least. I mean...
Like, I mean, Freddie definitely, like, I'm glad I didn't have a sister. Like, he definitely made me tougher than I am. I'm not that tough, but he has made me... He would always be like, I'm building thick skin for you, Danielle.
Thick skin for you.
We were always really close, but he definitely, he was a little brother. He, I mean, he, one time I had this like stuffed animal that I slept with every night. I won't say what he did to it, but he did something to it that I couldn't use it anymore.
Did I, what the, I mean.
I mean,
did
you,
I do, I feel like I remember what I think. It's
yeah, you
bad.
Did something terrible.
Did I pee on it?
Yeah, you peed on it.
I did remember
it
that.
Was my chihuahua stuffed animal named Angel. Freddie was mad at me for whatever reason, and he went and peed on her.
I mean, I was 9. No, not even 6, 7?
I don't.
I remember
whenever
this
I'm referring to
it had
things.
Had white and brown on it.
Oh, yeah. Angel.
Oh, my
she had
God.
Blue around her neck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Freddie went to town on it.
I just peed on it. I don't remember where I peed. I must have peed on it.
I mean, you've done so much. There have been times I've walked in my room, and he... would take every single clothing item out of all my drawers, just throw it on my bed if he was feeling it.
Just love.
So when we were younger, my door, the only door in the house, didn't have a lock. So Freddie would chase me. And you know when your little brother or little sister chases you, you run to your room and you lock the door. That was cute. I couldn't lock my door. So I would have to, I remember so many years just having to hold the door and you trying to like, you'd be like, boom, boom. And I'd be like, no, he's going to come in.
Yes, I never broke the door. Well, I broke it once, but that was not... I mean,
did you?
I didn't, like, break it down. I just kind of broke the lock, but Mom and Dad were always not very happy with me about that.
I used to have the toughest time picking out an outfit every morning. It's so hard to find the right look or a flattering outfit for date night, whatever it may be. And that all changed when I discovered Wannable. They've helped me build a wardrobe that's as unique as I am, and I am proud. So basically, you can build your wardrobe on Wantable. Wantable is a personal styling service that sends you on trend clothing in a style or fitness edit. An edit is 7 pieces of handpicked clothing from a variety of amazing brands. How it works is you take the style or fitness quiz to get started. An in-house stylist gets to know your closet, your lifestyle, size, and unique preferences so that they can outfit you for anything and everything. You get 5 days to try on everything at home and decide what you want to buy or what you want to send back. A $20 styling fee will be credited towards any item you keep from your edit. I took the quiz and I thought it was so interesting to see, you know, what I got from my edit based off the quiz and everything. It was just so cool. It's very similar to my style. And it's very easy to use. Wannable lets you choose how often you receive your edits. You can refresh your look monthly, seasonally, or place an individual edit at any time. Plus, shipping, returns, and exchanges are all free, which I am here for. You can get your best edit ever by using Wannable's exclusive stream technology that allows you to request or decline items or trust your stylist to send you an edit full of pieces you'll love. I just think it's so cool because it's like having like a little capsule wardrobe. Wannable has taken the challenge out of finding the right clothes for me to wear every day. They can help you too. So go to wannable.com/galsonthego for $25 off your first edit. That's wannable.com/galsonthego for $25 off your first edit. wannable.com/galsonthego. Enjoy this episode. Oh my God. So many people are asking if you're single.
I am single. Yes.
Are you ready to mingle? Was the following question.
Am I ready to mingle? I don't really know. I'm just chilling.
You're just chilling.
Right. We're all just chilling.
Yeah. A lot of people are also asking, what is it like having a sister as an influencer? That kind of answers the other question.
I mean,
it's not like a big, like,
no. Because I mean, I've just seen student. You come. I've just seen you go through a lot. I've seen you have a lot of amazing life experiences through this, and I'm proud of you. You know that.
Thanks for
that. You know that, and like that's the truth about it. And it's cool, you know.
I feel like it doesn't affect your life a lot, though.
Vicariously through you, though. You know, I'm more so. I'm always knowing what you're up to, and you go to cool places, and you know, yeah. The only time it's been kind of fun, I guess, well, not fun, but different, interesting, is your meetups when I used to go to those. Seeing some, yeah, it was cool for sure.
Do
life
you,
isn't that different.
Yeah. I like this question. Do you guys give each other dating advice?
Do we give each other
not like dating
advice?
But we definitely give each other boy and girl advice.
Yeah. And we give each other. Yes.
Well, dating. But yes. It's not like we're dating. Like, dating is such an adult word, in my opinion. I mean, you can be dating. Like, I am dating someone, but like.
Yeah.
like, I don't know, like, he'll just like help me understand the boy mind. Sometimes right. I'm like, Freddie, is this normal? Or like, Freddie this. And he'll be like, Danielle, yes, this is how a guy works. Yep. Freddie's very insightful. And I like to think I've given you some good advice in the past. 100%. Like one time, oh my God, what was it? He responded to someone, to a girl in a, I won't get too into it, but he responded to a girl in like a really bland way. And I was like, that she's going to take that as that's really mean, but he didn't mean anything of it.
Advice for all girls out there. You know, we really, us guys, for the most part, don't really know the whole texting language yet. It's,
no,
we're
but
still
it was
focusing
great.
On English and Spanish for the most part and other languages.
It was great for me to see, though, because I was like, wow, like, guys really don't think what they're saying. Like, you guys just don't think, like, we think about every single word we type.
Right.
Whereas you guys are just like, okay. And, like, you're like, okay, I'm saying okay. But, like, a girl's like, he just said okay, dawd, or, like, whatever it is, you know?
Maybe that's because girls in general, I mean, use texting. Not use texting, but, you know, like you said, they value their texts.
Yes, we do. And so it's nice to have each other as, like, backbones to be like, this is normal. Or you
for everything. For everything in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing about having a brother? What was? What is? I have a brother.
What is it? Yes.
Tell
the crap.
I think just kind of the same thing we were saying, like, he does, like, toughen me up sometimes, and he says things to me that I need to hear that no one else would say to me. Not recently, but there was a period of time where he would just, like, really go off, but I needed to hear things. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes he's a little opinionated. That's okay. We all are.
Exactly.
I think that and just, like, being able to, like, I don't know, just, like, I always liked it growing up because we're only 2 years apart, so, like, we would have mutual friends, like, or it was fun because he'd have, like, guy friends come over that were, like, my age. I'm like, and then, like, when I would be like, oh, they're cute. Like, it was always fun.
Oh,
like, he'd be
yeah.
friends with guys that I thought were cute. And like, I was like, this works out great. Vice versa for me.
Right.
He
right.
liked some of my friends as well. So it was just fun because we have always, since we're so close in age, we can, like, hang out with each other's friends and it's not weird. And
that's been a blessing. 2 years is a perfect age gap. Or
yeah, that's
even
what
three,
I want to
do. I mean, you know, we went to high school together when I was a freshman, you were a junior.
Yeah, for 2 years. That was
middle
fun.
School, pretty similar, same thing. And I mean, so yeah, like you said, we always had mutual friends. Had but like we liked doing the same things. So, like go to the beach. We had some amazing family vacations growing up and stuff like that. I feel like we were always bonding, chilling.
Ooh, I love this question.
Oh,
this is for you, Freddie.
Oh.
There's some dating stuff.
Oh, my lord.
Are most guys, in your opinion, Freddie, intimidated by or attracted to ambitious girls? So one or the other. Like, are you, when a girl's powerful or she's really successful or, I don't know, like, are you intimidated by them? Like, if she's, like, a beautiful, like tall model.
No, I understand. Personally, in my opinion, for first off, this question in itself is a very opinionated question per guy. I feel like, you know, a lot of guys have varying opinions on the spectrum for this. But for me personally, I really do respect ambition in a woman and look for that, to say the least. And that is very much so an attraction. And that's, I feel like that should be common among all guys, really.
I know. I think so. They asked that because Brooke and I have talked about it in the podcast before, because I used to think that some guys, like, wouldn't even want to talk to me because I, like, had my own thing going and, like, it was intimidating. Because I've been told that. I have been told that, though.
Yes, maybe their ambition didn't match theirs and that made them feel...
You're also confident, though. Some guys aren't.
I mean, I just think that, you know, relationships need to definitely work together, build with each other, and make each other better at life in general. And, I mean, if you're not both ambitious, challenging each other, then what really are you, you know, trying to accomplish? But I'm only 18, right?
So a lot of people are asking what you're majoring in. Do you want to explain to them how it kind of works at Furman?
So I work at Furman, but I declare my sophomore year. I'm under sophomore year. And I'm currently majoring in finance, most likely, but going to go through the business school. So at Furman, your junior year, for an entire semester, you have something called the business block. And it's from 8:30 to, I believe, 3:30 every day.
Really?
5 minute breaks between classes, just like high school, really.
Oh,
and
my
it's
God.
Like six or seven or five strict classes, you know, pertaining to business situations. So financial accounting, what's a prerequisite to get into the class? But there's a bunch of prerequisite classes to get into the block. once you get into the block, you have classes like managerial accounting, you know, for instance, and that's kind of the game plan. I'm really excited for that. And then after, the plan is to go to law school. So that's also a, they would call life pathway track at Furman. So they have pre-law, and I'm really excited about that. But I got some time. I got some time.
Speaking of schools, what other schools were you interested in?
Well, I mean, you guys probably don't know this about me, but I love to surf. I really do.
I mean, it's so weird because, like, I am never around you when you surf because you can't surf on this coast.
Well, we surf behind the boats all the time.
Oh, if you mean that.
No, I'm talking about on the beaches. When we go to the East Coast or, like, tomorrow, actually, we have a...
No, you're really good at it.
No, I just love it. And tomorrow, actually, you know, we have a tropical cyclone coming in, so there's going to be 4 to 6 foot waves at Clearwater Beach.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah,
cyclone.
So that was something that I knew I really wanted to maybe do in college as well as study. And so Chapman University out in Southern California, right outside of the Orange County, looked at that.
We all went toward that, if you guys remember from
beautiful
the vlogs.
School, right down the road from the beach. I mean, 30 minutes to drive, but you could always catch some ripping waves. Looked around. I mean, just to go off that topic, UNC Wilmington was a great place. Looked at as well. But I mean, University of Georgia was up there. Sadly, I got denied. It's a beautiful school.
It's very hard to get into every year.
It's a good school. I mean, makes sense. But those were a couple other schools. I didn't want to stay in Florida or anything like that. But then when I had the idea of playing soccer, Furman definitely came up in mind. I'm preparing for a walk-on position in the spring, right after winter break. I'll be doing that, and that's...
Because you played on the club team this semester.
Yeah, that was just for fun. I mean, just to stay with it, but yeah. So I'm doing that as walk-on in the spring, and that kind of helped my decision towards Furman.
Is Freddie a frat boy?
Freddie's not a frat boy.
So happy. Like, I love frat boys, but I'm just happy you're not one because I don't want to think about you in a frat.
I mean, I feel like fraternities go based off school. I mean, if I was at a place like University of Georgia, obviously they don't offer men's soccer at a collegiate level. So I think I would definitely indulge in fraternity life. But
with depends on the school.
Pertaining to Furman, like how, you know, fraternities are great there. But with the walk-ons, since they do spring rush, I'm not allowed to do any kind of rush situations because they start at the same time.
So no. But you can vibe with them all and you're not opposed to it.
I have some great, great friends, you know, in fraternity life, all ages and great guys. Fraternities.
That's true. That's awesome. Favorite thing to do together?
Oh my gosh.
I have one that comes to mind, but we have a couple.
I mean, you're probably going to talk about our morning breakfast runs.
Yes, I am.
There you go.
We have this thing. I just love that Freddie likes Starbucks. It's just like, no, because not everyone likes Starbucks, but Freddie and I have this bond. We'll text each other morning like breakfast, which means Starbucks. So we like go for a drive. Freddie pretty much always drives. And we like blast music. And it's just like a great way to start the morning. We go to Starbucks. He gets, what is it? You get two double smoked bacon sandwiches.
Two double smoked bacon
sandwiches.
Well,
now sandwiches. You're plant-based.
Yeah, but I do.
And then a nitro cold brew or a black iced coffee, and then I get my order. And I don't know. It's just like a good way to start the day. Like, we usually do it on, like, holidays, like on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Well, we don't do it on Christmas.
Winter break.
Well, I was going to say, though, like, because a lot of people ask, like, how do you guys stay close in college? Like, we've seen each other so much, actually.
I'm 2 hours away.
Yeah, Freddie's come. I think you came 3 times this semester to Georgia.
Yeah.
Stayed with me. Well, he stayed for me 2 of the weekends, and then one of them.
Stayed for a couple nights.
Yeah. Well, the last one you stayed with Ryan.
Yeah, no, Ryan, the OG. I mean, yeah. That's Danielle's boyfriend, if you guys are aware.
Best friends. Like, literally the last time. Well, because Freddie called and was like, hey, like, can I come visit? And at the time, I thought I was going to have a couple visitors already. And so I was like, talk to Ryan. And he sure as heck texted Ryan. And Ryan was like, yes, oh my God. So we stayed with Ryan. And I mean, I saw them too, but.
I mean, yeah. Wow. I mean, Ryan's a good friend of mine.
No, it
He's
worked
actually
out.
Coming down for New Year's this year. We're going to do some fishing. It's going to be a good time.
You get one night.
We'll see how that goes. I mean, the Sharky's all around right now. So the snook, but. We won't get into the fishing talk. I feel like that's not appreciate.
The snook are in season.
The snook are in season.
What is the bait?
Oh my God.
Maybe we could do a fishing segment. Okay, today you should fish for blah, blah, blah.
Based off the weather.
But yeah, Freddie and I actually, I haven't gotten to visit him at Furman yet because he's been coming for our football games because football is not pretty big at Furman, I'd say. So
it's a great team. I mean, we don't, you know, just the tailgate situation at Georgia is a little different.
But yeah, that's, I mean, driving to Starbucks in the morning has always been fun. I'm trying to think of other things. I like when we haven't done it in a while, but
Sunset boat rides.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, that was, I mean, we always do that. We've had, you know, bad weather, so we've had cloudy sunsets, but
I know, and the sunset's so early.
Yeah, but the next good sunset, we'll go. I mean, it's only been
we like
nights.
To do things where we're, like, moving and we're listening to music.
Yeah.
And we talk, and we'll, like, pause, and we'll, like, Freddie will stop the boat, and we just, like, chill and talk, like, about life.
Yeah. I mean, we're both pretty busy people.
Yeah.
So
we're both on the go a lot.
Yeah. So it's not like we... I mean, I've taken you fishing a couple of times, but you usually don't love to come fishing with me.
I like to fish, but not for longer than like an hour.
Yeah. But like when we go to Illinois.
Oh, you know what we did over winter break? That was fun. We watched like a movie together.
Oh, yeah. We watched movies. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, but it was just like fun. Like we hadn't done that. He texted me. You texted me and was like, you want to come watch a movie in my room? And we watched Ted and that
Oh,
movie,
you hadn't seen Ted. What a,
I had
what
not.
A plug for that.
You know, there's a second one I'd love to see.
Yeah, we can watch Ted 2 tonight. I think Ted 1 was substantially better, but I mean, why not?
See, Mom said she thinks Ted 2 is funnier.
Okay. Well,
and usually sequels aren't funnier, so I'm just like...
It was definitely funny. I haven't watched... I don't really remember too much about what Ted 2 was all about, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, I think we bond. I mean, like you said, we've always hung out with a lot of our friends, you know, boat days, you know, New Year's Eve coming up, things like that, you know.
What do you fight about the most?
What do we fight about the most? Oh, I mean, of course, there's always the...
We don't fight, we argue.
Right. Well, yeah, I think they mean argue. I mean,
Well, I remember in high school, because we would drive together... And he never wanted music in the morning. And right. We drove 45 minutes to school, if not
chilling.
More, in the mornings. Went to a private school. And it was so annoying. We'd get in the car and he'd be like, Danielle, I want no songs. I just want silence. And I'm like the one driving. And I'm like, I like to listen to music in the morning. It gets me hyped for the day. Like, put me in a good... And so I get so annoyed. Because I'd be like, can I just put it low? And he'd be like, no. And then you were a grouchy one in the morning.
Yeah. We had to wake up at 6:30 every morning.
No, I mean,
early.
It sucked. But, like,
yeah.
That
I mean,
was something we actually would argue.
I wouldn't want music on the way back if I had, like, a headache. If I was just getting...
Oh, my God. Or if I, like, put on perfume, he'd be like, I'm like, oh, my God.
In the...
He would get so drunk. He'd like roll down the window like
yeah.
But day to day we argue about like...
We don't argue day to day.
We like do though. But not...
I mean,
like, okay, something Freddie does is he'll like...
Not to hurt your feelings, but
you would.
I hung up on the phone on you.
Yeah, that made me really mad.
I mean,
that's
you
what Freddie will see. This is what Freddie
like trying to tell you. I'm busy right now. I'm literally
you
about
called
to hop in the
me.
Water. I was literally about to hop in the water and skimboard, and you were talking, and I was like, "All right, bye. I love you."
See, Freddie called me, and like Freddie called me, and so you, if you called and said, "See, we're arguing." If you had called and said, "Hey, I can only talk for a second. I just want to know this one thing,"
didn't
but you were
I
like, "I was like, oh, we're having a conversation." And then he just goes, "Gotta go, bye," and I was so angry. Mm. He always hangs up.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Freddie's like, when he's done with his part of the conversation...
I'm a listener.
I don't know if I could agree with that, but...
Ethan had a great question. No, not Ethan. Sorry. Wrong person.
Oh, no. We are not answering that question. So many people want to know if we fight. Freddie, do you like Ryan? You kind of answered that.
Yes. Ryan and I are buds, for sure. For sure. He's a homie.
Freddie, what is the hardest thing to adjust to when you went to college?
I mean, substantial amount of adjustments for sure. I mean, you know, you're not sleeping in a room by yourself anymore. So, you know, my roommate snores from time to time.
Ugh.
I tend to go to bed at 11:30. He tends to go to bed at 2. So a little bit of difference of lifestyle, of course. So I would say roommate adjustments. I mean, food's been relatively pretty similar. I mean, gotta walk, but I'm really just trying
to... Well, it's cold too there. You weren't used to that.
Yes, I would have to say the temperature, like I said, we had some snowflakes on the weather app previously to coming up back down, I mean, for winter break. So the weather being freezing all the time, I mean, I'll wake up from my 8:30 and I can see my breath in the sunlight. That's not normal to Florida. I don't know if you visited Florida, but usually 24/7, 365 around the clock, we are pretty warm here. We don't see our breath too often. So that would be a pretty big change. I mean, also just college life in general. I mean, middle of the mountains, new environment, new people. And I mean,
you've been
awesome.
Biking a lot. Not spinning. He's been like actually
biking.
Yeah,
I've been doing
mountain biking.
I've done snowboarding. I've done skiing. I've done skimboarding. I've done a lot of adventurous sports. But
Freddie's very athletic if you get the vibe. Freddie, literally, any sport you've tried, I'd say you were good at, right? Except for like lacrosse. Aren't you not good at lacrosse?
I never played lacrosse, but I mean, I did the camp. But regardless, I love sports and I have fun with sports. But mountain biking is by far the most adventurous and dangerous sport that I've ever done before
in my
life.
Please tell me you wear a helmet.
I do wear a helmet, but like the first time I ever went, I was going down a hill, and since I'm the slowest, I'm the last in line, so they always wait for the bottom of the mountain for me. Reminding you that we have to ride up the mountain. That's how you start. So you have to ride all the way up, which is like a whole workout.
Yeah, I do that too. Inside.
But I was turning a tree and some roots bounced me into a tree and my right shoulder caught the tree and I flew back onto my back. Bike kept going. It was quite a moment.
Damn, I didn't know that.
But yeah, a lot of changes, but a lot of good changes. I think you grow and you know, you really have to challenge yourself.
You learn a lot about yourself when you go to college.
Definitely. I've been doing a lot of training too for soccer. So
I'd say your freshman year so far is going well. It definitely seems like it's going better than mine went first semester.
Yeah, I would have used final exam grades one of my highs, but I didn't want to be basic. So I was just, you know.
I'm proud of you.
Seeing middle school buzz, which was also a great time.
Do you know Danielle's typical Starbucks order? Like when we go, what do I get?
I mean, if we're in a peppy mood, like you're ready to go. Like we got to do
I'm talking food and drink. What do I get?
No. But if you got to get shit done or something that day, you're going to get a Nitro Grande.
With what?
With cream.
Mm-hmm.
Soy milk. And, you know, you might get a... Oh, Lord.
Sandwich.
Yeah, but I know the sandwich. It's that
the healthy one.
The bacon gouda. Oh, no,
well, that used to be the bacon gouda. I got it recently, but if they're out of blah, 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 I get the bacon gouda.
Blah, blah, blah. I mean, turkey bacon?
Turkey bacon sandwich, yeah.
Turkey bacon sandwich, yeah, which is really, I don't think it's that much healthier, but I mean, yeah.
I just feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you. I was hoping you'd get the soy milk.
What was the
part.
Question for that? Would I know your Starbucks order?
Yeah. And I think I know yours. You get black iced coffee usually. Sometimes you'll like randomly get a hot vanilla latte.
That happened one time over Thanksgiving.
I know. It was so cute. I was like, that is not
that is not bad. That was because it was cold and like I wasn't really needing energy. And I was just like, oh, yeah. Well, that's
kind of good. Do you guys want to live in the same city when you're older?
I mean, where do you want to live, Danielle?
Like, I don't know. Like, I want to live in New York City for like a couple years. But then I probably want to move to like a city like Atlanta or Dallas or somewhere that's like outside of a big city.
So like hopefully raise a family. Like
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, really depends on what I do after college. I mean, if I get a law degree, if I
get
a business
you don't need
situation,
to know yet.
You know, I mean, I could end up in New York. I'll probably end up in New York by saying I never wanted to end up in New York.
I honestly, I don't know about you, but Tampa's like cool now. Like I'd live in South Tampa.
Go Tampa. Plug in Florida. Plug in Tampa. Florida doesn't get enough praise. It's a great state.
Well, some parts of Florida, like people like always think of like the gross like gators and swamps.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that is not Tampa.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
Tampa's like
sure.
a Buckhead or like a Dallas. Like, yeah. It's like nice.
Well, I actually had this debate, funny enough, with one of my homemates previously. He's from Dallas and he was advocating for how much better of a city Dallas is. And then Dallas is great economically, actually, but Tampa is a really upcoming. I mean, we're established here, for sure.
Oh, totally. Oh, totally. Yeah, let me look. Everyone's asking very similar questions. If you had to add another sibling to the C fam, would you prefer a brother or a sister?
The what fam?
Freddie's going to say brother. I'm going to say sister.
The C fam?
The Carolyn fam. I don't know.
Regardless of what it is, a younger sibling.
Yeah.
You want an older brother. I know this. It hurts me every time, but I know you want an older brother.
You're basically my older brother, so it's fine.
I agree with that ocean, but I do think a younger brother would be dope. I mean, it would just be awesome.
I have one. I'm kidding.
He would have a cool name, and he would just be like, I could help him with so many things, you know? He'd be my homie. I mean, you want a younger sister?
See, I don't know. I think about it. Some of my friends that have younger sisters, like, having a sister is hard. It gets competitive. So maybe I would just want two brothers. No, it would be cool to have a sister, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want older or younger.
But not, what about if we're talking 6-7 years younger?
I could go for like a toddler right now. Toddler walking around this house, that'd be cute.
You you want a younger sister more agreeing with the fact that you want to be friends with them, correct?
Yeah, I don't know.
See, I want a younger brother so I can like help him out. Like,
yeah, I'd want a friend.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But I mean, we would take, honestly, we're kind of advocating for a dog right now. We had our puppy pass away a year ago.
Yeah. We're trying to get my mom to get another dog.
I believe in magic.
I know. I'm like, I have this, well, you guys will know by now because it's Christmas, but I told someone, I was like, you know, there's like a 1% chance that there's going to be a dog under the tree.
What if
she's denying it because they're getting us a dog?
I know.
But I feel like,
Did you see me laugh today randomly at dinner? I don't know.
Yeah, why'd you laugh?
Did you? Or you just
I didn't. I,
I randomly was sitting there and observing the simulation of dinner.
Just like all of us sitting there?
In front of me. And I was like, oh my gosh. Because I'm actually going tomorrow to buy Christmas gifts for the fam.
On Christmas Eve.
Tomorrow? Yeah, Eve. Yeah, tomorrow's Monday. Christmas is Wednesday. But I'm going to buy gifts tomorrow. And I had the thought of just buying a family pet.
Go get like a hamster.
I think it would be amazing.
Oh, is that why you started laughing? No, you were just like, what if I just did this?
Because I can so do it. I'm 18. I have so much power. I could just, I mean, it'd be hilarious.
Freddie, wait, I'm actually.
Wait. What should I buy?
I will help you.
Okay, so I don't think a dog. I think a dog's too much.
No, that's like actually rude.
You could get like a rat. It'd be really bad. I mean,
what's something?
Should I get it from Michael? Michael's my mom's boyfriend.
And you could, you know, you can name it Seamus because that's like Michael's favorite. Michael's my mom's boyfriend. And you could like.
Who would want to name their puppy Seamus?
I don't know, but he does.
Hey, Shameless. Stop.
Not Shameless. Seamus.
I know. No. I'm just saying. Basically, people are going to call him Shameless. Like it's ridiculous.
What's like a very. Like a gerbil. No, that's so sad because then we'd have to get rid of it. And
No, they won't get rid of it.
Yeah, they'd have to.
Oh my God. I gotta get a dog. What about a snake? What if I get a huge snake?
I'm not here for that. Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. You probably know Cash App is the easiest and fastest way to send money to your friends, but Cash App does way more than that. Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, a free debit card that comes with Boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at the places you already love. You can get discounts off your entire purchases at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and more. Literally credit card style perks packed in a free debit card. Cash App is also the easiest way to try and grow your money with their new investing feature. Unlike investing tools that force you to buy entire shares of stock, Cash App lets you instantly invest as little or as much as you want. This way you can still own a piece of any stock with just $1. Brokerage services are provided by Cash App Investing, a subsidiary of Square and member SIPC. We're also excited to be working with Cash App to support one of our favorite organizations, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. When you sign up for Cash App and use the promo code GOGALSGO, one word, not only will you receive $10, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, an amazing organization whose vision to grant the wish of every child diagnosed with a critical illness. I love Make-A-Wish and absolutely everything they're about. I was able to grant a wish for a girl named Sam, and it was just the coolest thing ever. So remember to use the promo code GOGALSGO when you download Cash App from the App Store today. Enjoy this episode, guys. Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has.
Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Happy holidays from your friends at Podcast One.
Hi, everyone. It's Becca from The Lady Gang. We wanted to say thank you to all our advertisers for their support this year. We couldn't do it without you. Have a very happy holiday season.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. I want to thank you for listening this year and have a happy and safe holiday.
Hi, it's Barbara Boxer wishing you a happy new year.
And this is Nicole. Yeah, and we're wishing you a happy holidays.
Hey, everyone. It's Sheena Shea from Shenanigans. Just wishing you all happy holidays and a very happy new year.
Hey guys, it's Naz
and Nadia
from Ladies Like Us. We want to wish our listeners a very happy holiday and say thank you to all our advertisers who support our show.
We could not do it without you. Happy holidays.
Hey, it's Heather and Terry Dubrow.
Hello, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Shaq, I know you love being Santa.
No, I am Santa. Yeah. All day, every day.
Happy holidays from Adulting Like a Mother Father.
Hey, everyone, it's Kaylin Bristow from Off the Vine Podcast wishing you a very happy holiday season, and thank you for all of your support this year.
Tis the season of giving!
And we know you're looking for gifts for your family and friends right now.
So check out our amazing sponsors who bring you Showmance every week for free.
Give us your ears.
And they'll give you awesome deals.
And we will give you more of the content you love.
Hey, it's Heidi Pratt. I just want to thank all of our amazing sponsors for making this show possible and everything that they do so we can have this free podcast for you guys every week. So thank you so much to all of our awesome sponsors. We love you, and we really love all your products. So thank you.
Hey, everybody, Steve Austin here, and I want to wish you a very happy holiday season and a happy new year. And that's the bottom line.
Well, one time, Freddie, actually, you guys don't really know this, but we used to have a pet chameleon.
Georgia,
which is weird because I hadn't like you would, decided
you would
I
just
was going
put
to
put a cricket
yet.
In your hand. She would like she could get like I eight hated that inches thing. On that.
I don't
thing.
Think I ever held it.
She had range like LeBron. It was cool.
Dang.
Yeah, but regardless of that, I think your viewers and I heavily agree with the fact of getting a pet for the family. Maybe wait, will they hear this before Christmas?
No.
Ah, I was going to ask them to tell us, and we would.
I know. I wish they. Oh, that's the only thing. I wish they could like.
Mm.
I don't know. See, this is Freddie and I throughout the years have definitely done pranks on our family, especially our aunt.
Oh my gosh.
We used to put like ice in her bra and like.
Gosh. Like Nutella.
Like not when things. She was. But it was stupid. She wasn't even wearing the bra. We would
she
like
just
put
freak
it.
Out.
Or
it
we'd like scare her.
That was a way we bonded for sure. We used to love pranking things.
And we used to always make forts on Thanksgiving. We stopped doing that.
Oh my God.
Obviously.
The biggest forts. And we, you know how cool Facebook games used to be?
Yeah, we used to play Farmville and the fish one, Aqua.
God. Aqua Tank?
I don't know.
It was amazing.
But that was really fun. We'd like play Facebook
imperative
games.
Imperative Thanksgiving. It really was.
In our
big fort, because we had a big dining room table, so we'd use all those chairs. It was crucial to childhood. For like only like 3 or 4 years. It was a very short-lived but flourished tradition. Man, we really looked forward towards it.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy. Are you ever scared to bring a girl home to meet Danielle? No.
No, not at all. Danielle's
a goober.
Yeah, I don't know.
I am. If anything, I'd probably get intimidated by them. I get so awkward. I'm just like, eh. Ooh, I love this question. Most annoying thing about each other.
Really?
I have mine right away. Freddie likes to.
Don't even say it. I know. Okay.
What do you think I'm going to say? No, I want to know what you think I'm going to say.
I'm going to say something about my question asking or something like that.
I thought about it.
She
it's
thinks
similar.
I ask. Okay. Well,
I'll say that one too. Freddie asks questions that he knows the answer to just to get a rise out of someone,
just
which
to,
is.
With politics or something like that.
No, not even. He'll be like, Danielle, like, what are you doing later? And he knows what I'm doing later. Or like.
Just, maybe if dad doesn't know. Or, I mean, I don't know about that.
No, that's not a good example. He'll be like, oh, I can't, like something bad happened to me and I don't.
Just prove it. It's not true.
No, it happens all the time. You know it because you literally brought it up. No, but it goes in, it ties into the overarching theme of Freddie's annoying quality. He is an instigator, and you know it. He loves to stir the pot. We could be having family dinner. Everything is going well. And then Freddie goes, so, and then we'll just bring up a topic that just has to, it just, he stirs the pot. He loves it. He's like, it's too peace and quiet in here. Let me blast the music and kick my soccer ball. Or let me start an argument between my mom and my sister. Or, right. Like, let me It's just, he just loves it. Would you deny that?
I would deny that, yes. I plead the fifth. I really do. So that's the most annoying thing about it. You said you had something else that you had came to mind.
No, it was that and the questions.
Oh, stirring the pot.
Just as a whole, you stir the pot.
Okay.
It makes it interesting. Like, there's never a dull moment with you.
Some bolognese. I make a lot of soups. That's how I stir the pot, in my opinion.
I don't think I've ever seen you cook in the kitchen, except for one time,
when,
like, 6 years ago, you did a pasta dinner.
Fantastic dinner.
He will never let us forget
I've
it.
I've done breakfast for dinner once or twice before. Probably once.
Eggs, I
made the eggs and toast. I missed toast.
Oh, you made the toast. Oh. Crazy. It's fine. That part doesn't bother me. You don't need to cook for me, but
I know. And you.
Anyway, so what is my most annoying thing to you? I'm so curious.
Lord, oh gosh, what is the most annoying?
Oh my god,
thing
he can't think of anything.
I mean, you know, you do those things where you just piss me off. Those things, you know, I don't.
I think
them.
You get annoyed when I go back at you.
I don't know what you're talking.
He doesn't
about.
Like when I question his authority.
The thing is, you are daddy's little girl, for sure. Big Fred is a big fan of Danny.
You know what I think annoys you? Mom and dad, like they don't favorite me.
They favor you.
But
one of those questions when you sent me that screenshot there was, who's the favorite child? I mean, so if we were looking at it, you know, factually, right?
No, I really don't think they have favorite child. Some families, it's obvious.
No, like, I think I'm the favorite child. Just
oh.
from a factual opinion
oh.
situation. But if we looked at it realistically, you're 1,000% the favorite child, you know.
I don't
realistically
think...
being, like, actually the truth, you know. I mean, it is what it is.
No, I don't think so, but... I think they trust me more. Would that be? So basically, we both wanted to have a New Year's Eve party. And I think I'm winning.
So, yes. Danielle's had a couple. She comes in.
I've had four.
And has parties. I've had two parties in my career. She's had four. I mean, that's a 200%.
And Freddie, I definitely win. Like, when it comes to, like, when we were younger, for, like, family vacations and stuff. Like, and if I
pick. She picks where we go. Except I did not. We didn't go to that one place you wanted to go to last spring or last summer.
Where did I want to go?
I don't know. You wanted to go somewhere that was a jet setter, and I didn't want to do that. I think it was Greece.
Well, the thing is, Freddie will. Oh, here's another thing that annoys me.
Oh, let's just boom.
Basically, if our family as a whole has something we want to do, Freddie doesn't want to do
you're
it.
You're going
to
patronize me as being a stir of the pot.
I don't know. I'm just having fun right now.
I'm having fun too. I'm just wondering.
I mean, this is mom's probably listening to this right now because she listens to all this. She's probably like, yeah, get him, Danielle.
Get him.
Because
get
it's him. True. Do you, would you, I swear, you just like to, like, dislike everything we like.
I don't agree with that.
Like, we all want to go to this one restaurant. Yeah. Freddie has to be like, oh my God, we always go there.
I haven't had that problem in a while. And that was because I didn't like going to Carrabba's when I was young. Sorry, it was like our best restaurant we would go to.
What about Kobe's Japanese Steakhouse?
I love Kobe's. You don't like seafood. They don't know that.
Oh, this is
you don't like
seafood. You always have to bring. Oh,
because you
always have to bring
adventure seater.
Do you? Why don't you get the
mom
salmon?
And dad are
you
adventure
know
seater. You're not a adventure seater.
I'm not, and I'm okay with it.
Well, I don't care if you're okay with it.
Like, see, that's the thing. I'm okay with it, but Freddie has to constantly bring it up. Like, it's an issue.
I don't constantly bring it up.
There are,
it's my graduation
party. You're the vegan. I
am plant-based. It's the facts. Watch Performance
Fish
Enhancers.
Fish do not come from
the
plants.
The documentary on Netflix. It will train you. I'm trying to make a D1 soccer team right now.
I
really
know, but fish don't come from plants. That's what's bothering me. Just say I'm dieting and I'm taking these things out.
I don't tell anybody about my diet. I had pizza yesterday. I mean, if I was really trying to be vegan, I wouldn't have had the cheese, right?
Yes, that's why I'm just like, why?
I mean, I have felt the best of my life. I'm training the best of my life. I'm doing everything I want to do. Why would I not stop trying to eat clean?
This is true.
And no more fried foods.
Ooh, it's hard.
I know.
Well, I mean, honestly, that was a great way to end the episode. Unless, do you have anything that annoys you?
I mean, gosh, annoys you about you.
Or something you like about me, if it's hard to come up with.
We don't have to talk about something that I like about you, I dislike about you. I'm sure there can be one more question. Unless you would like to end the podcast. I mean... If you're done talking to me, that's totally understandable.
I don't know. A lot of people just asked very similar. Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions for me, Freddie? Or is there anything you think we haven't touched on?
You? I mean, gosh. I mean, there's so many cool things going on in the world, but, you know, have anything to question you about. Will you? I have nothing to ask.
Exactly.
You.
We've kind of touched on it all.
How long have we been talking, you think?
We've been talking for 48 minutes.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is a long time.
That's a long time. Felix is here. Felix. I mean, if you guys like this episode, maybe we'll revisit this next winter break. I really want to get a video with Freddie. I want to do a video with him, but that's harder. Podcast is a little easier.
You know, guys, I think, is there a way they comment on this?
No. Well, we could do a Facebook thread. We have like a Facebook page.
Well, I would love to go on a trip with her. And, you know, going on a trip with her could be a lot of fun.
I know. I want to bring you on a brand trip.
It could be a radical edit. It could be a radical edit. That's
a radical edit, he says.
That's for damn sure. And we could have some fun. And
I know. We got to figure that out.
I have a question for you. Why have I never gone on a trip with you?
I know. It's true. Dad?
I know it's not under your control by any means. And I'm not the best photographer, but we could have some fun. It could be a cool video.
No, I'm going to bring you on a trip for sure. When our schedules align, we'll go. Yeah. It'll be fun.
I mean, for the next good bit, we're both going to be busy. With, you know, you're going to be busy with this, school, and I got soccer and stuff. So, busy life. For sure. For sure.
Well, thank you for being on the pod, Freddie. Thanks for coming into the studio today. And
thanks for having me. It's been an honor.
Truly. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thanks again to Freddie for being on. Hope you guys are having a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Enjoy. Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year.
Craziness. Happy New Year. Brooke and I will be back at it together next week to talk about all things Bachelor, our New Year's resolutions, everything like that. But we will be signing off now. Freddie, do you have any last words?
Seize the world. Seize the world, baby.
Seize the day, isn't that
the same? No, seize the world. Seize the world.
I love it. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.